Becker. Hey. Come on. This way. We gotta get this guy. Come on.
Hey! 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 So that was the first big weekend of the summer. Starts Thursday as usual with a canteen quiz, and again no one wins a big cash prize. Later I do my sound bloke routine by approaching Gina's new boyfriend to say that he shouldn't feel there's any animosity between us, and then even go and make fun of her. Shouldn't have bothered.
Are you the man?
Then on Friday night we went through the arches.
Are you the man?
There was only one car going, so someone had to get the train. We got through quite late, and we went to a pub to take the gear. There was no problems getting in, we saw others waiting in the front of the queue, so we skipped in. It was a good night, everyone was nice, and I ended up dancing with some blonde girl. I thought she had been quite pretty until last night when Matthew informed me she had in fact been a pig. When the club finished, we wandered the streets for a while until we got to this 24-hour cafe. I didn't want to look at it, so we left and got a taxi back to Morag's flat. I couldn't sleep, so I sat about drinking someone else's strawberry tonic wine and tried to keep everyone else up. So that was the first big weekend of the summer. Starts Thursday as usual with a canteen quiz, and again no one wins a big cash prize. Later I do my sound bloke routine by approaching Gina's new boyfriend to say that he shouldn't feel there's any animosity between us, and then I even go and make peace with her. Shouldn't have bothered. Then on Friday night, we went through to the Arches. There was only one car going, so someone had to get the train. We got through quite late and went to a pub to take the gear. There was no problems getting in, we saw others waiting in the front of the queue, so we skipped in. It was a good night, everyone was nutted and I ended up dancing with some blonde girl. I thought she had been quite pretty until last night when Matthew informed me she had in fact been a pig. When the club finished, we wandered the streets for a while until we got to this 24-hour cafe. I didn't like look at it, so we left and got a taxi back to Morag's flat. I couldn't sleep, so I sat about drinking someone else's strawberry tonic wine and tried to keep everyone else up. Then at 10 o'clock in the morning we went downstairs to buy some drink. We had intended to watch a football in the afternoon, but we passed out by then and slept right through it. I winked to find that English had won 2-0. Then went to get the train home, had a few in the station bar. We had some stuff left for the previous night's supplies, so we got home, we decided to go down to John's Sunday Disco. Same story as Friday, lots of hugging, lots of dancing, etc, etc. We couldn't sleep again, so we went to the park to look at the town, taking a detour through the play park. To get in, we had to climb over a 10-foot steel fence, which resulted in severe bruises on our hands, legs and groins. We had a good laugh at this stuff, especially when the then we walked through the woods to look at the town. It was a big disappointment for the mist on the ground. Then we watched these young girls in swimsuits have a water fight in the street. We went up the pub about 10. It was busy for a Sunday night. Lots of people we know, including my first ever girlfriend, who I still find very attractive, quite frankly, but I didn't really speak to her. She's probably still a bitch anyway. Our friend Gillian was there. I had a chat with her. She was still quite pleasant. At the same time, I watched Malcolm make some terrible attempt to try and chat up a girl we know called Jo. He made some remark about a skirt that was barely there the previous night or something.
Ce qu'on appelle avoir de la chance. Cosmorama. Amenez beaucoup de provisions. J'amène beaucoup de provisions. Prendre soin des abords. J'ai un agrément. J'ai mon habileté naturelle. Et ma maladresse quotidienne, peut-être. Un ticket pour la saison. Un passeport de visiteur. Ou bien revenir le jour même. Avoir fait des préparatifs. J'ai fait des préparatifs. J'ai fait des préparatifs. Adapter la perceuse, adapter la sauteuse, la circulaire. Ce que je peux faire et qui semble convenir avec tout ce qu'il y a déjà. Le reste autour. Tout le reste autour. Il y a tout ce que je pourrais ne pas faire. Thank you. J'ai payé une somme pour me débarrasser de quelques gros objets. J'ai décidé, de façon tout à fait temporaire, de me laisser aller à ces quelques éléments qui, je ne sais où, m'entourent, qui sont innombrables. Des forêts, des glaciers sûrement, des petits animaux, des blocs de matière. Des blocs de matière réellement innombrables, comme les quantités de boyaux que j'ai dedans. Quand je dis boyaux, tuyaux, filaments, vous voyez bien ce que je veux dire. Qui sont innombrables. Cette affaire là-dedans, toutes ces affaires, toutes ces choses qui se supportent entre elles, semble-t-il, qui se portent plutôt bien, autant que je puisse le savoir. Je m'applique sans aucun doute Je ne pense même pas. Je ne pense même pas à ces constructions qui soutiennent ceci, cela, contre un mur ou en travers des rues. Je me sens léger. Je me sens léger. Plus si j'ai juste apporté les choses ou si nous sommes venus ensemble ou si nous avons porté à plusieurs. Avons-nous procédé à un ou deux échanges de ballots, du lourd et du volumineux, de l'aide, de l'avantage? Jamais bien loin du bord, sans spécial matériel, le chemin est clair. Le chemin est clair. À pied, une course, une trajectoire, les obstacles se font petits. Les obstacles se font petits. Nos gestes sont les bons. Le ciel est ouvert. Le ciel est ouvert. Qu'on appelle avoir de la chance. Le ciel est ouvert. Ce qu'on appelle